Church of Scotland minister has resigned from his pulpit and his entire denomination after the appointment of Sodomite minister Scott Rennie. 39-year-old John McLeod, who served with the Church's World Mission at St Andrew's Kirk in the Bahamas, tendered his resignation in June. He is the second minister to respond in this way, and for this reason, in recent times. Although the church authorities initially declined to make any comment on Mr. McLeod's resignation, it is believed that he resigned because of the appointment of Mr. Rennie, the ban on public discussion on human sexuality, and the church's move away from biblical orthodoxy. No doubt some will pour scorn on Mr. McLeod. They will claim he is overreacting, homophobic, insensitive, even hasty. But let's keep in mind the issue here. The Church of Scotland have acted in a way that contravenes the plain teaching of God's word. The ultimate standard for all human activity is the word of God. God sets the rules for the people he created. We are obliged to read those rules and obey them. In the Bible, God has much to say about sodomy. None of it is good. For example, one of the first references to sodomy in the Bible is found in Genesis chapter 19. There the vile incident is outlined when the men of Sodom tried to knock down the door of Lot's house so that they could impose their vile lusts on two strangers. This Bible passage delivers a strong indictment on sodomy. The blindness followed by the fire and brimstone out of heaven that fell upon these men, who were wicked and sinners before the Lord exceedingly, and whose sin was very grievous, speaks for itself. Furthermore, the law of Moses strongly condemns sodomy, demanding the death penalty for those who practiced it. Leviticus chapter 18, verse 22, Leviticus 20 and verse 13. The prohibition of this practice in the Levitical law is a principle that has not changed. Furthermore, in the New Testament scriptures, we discover that sodomy is still outlawed. Romans chapter 1 delivers a most scathing denunciation of this sin. There, in Romans 1, verses 25 through 28, we read these words: "They changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed for ever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient." This passage explains that sodomy is a stage of sexual debauchery reached by a people who deliberately reject God. The further a people depart from the Lord, the greater the incidence of sodomy among them. Again, the Apostle Paul referred to sodomy in his first letter to the Church of Corinth. He made it clear that those who remained effeminate or were abusers of themselves with mankind would not enter heaven, 1 Corinthians 6, 9 and 10. The practice of sodomy is again denounced in 1 Timothy 1, 9 and 10. Anyone who accepts the authority of the Bible must acknowledge sodomy to be both unnatural and sinful, a thoroughly evil practice. That the Church of Scotland, or indeed any church, should endorse such behaviour indicates how serious a departure there is from the Word of God. Such a thing does not happen overnight. In many denominations, the person and work of Christ is questioned. The doctrine of hell is refused. The account of creation is rejected. The relevance of the Ten Commandments is queried. And over a period of time, things change, positions change, until almost anything is excused and accepted. When this happens, a person has a choice to make. Either turn a blind eye to the denial of Scripture, or separate from that church. Paul's advice to Timothy was clear enough. In 2 Timothy 3, in verse 1, he said, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures, more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such turn away." From such turn away. Those are important words in the 21st century. May it please the Lord to open the eyes and minds and hearts of many to see sin for what it really is. and to live holy lives for his honour and his glory, and to stand up for the honour and for the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.